and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday. Again, the day before Thanksgiving. Isn't that amazing? This year, I don't know what. They say it has to do with age. I don't know. It's going by like 90, going north. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jessieleepeterson.com/show. And you can get involved right now by calling 888-77-5373. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. JLP Talk or Bond, JLP Cash App. Bond, JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? And if you got to run around, you got to go down to South Central LA, and you got to get in line because you're black and you want a free turkey, free handout turkey. And so you got to run down there and get yourself a free turkey and take the whole family down there so you get more than one turkey. Or you got to go to a protest against ICE because your politician or somebody told you to go and protect your illegal aliens instead of the citizen, not knowing that the politicians that told you that are doing it because they want votes. And so you're fighting against your own well-being or whatever you're doing, going to the gym or whatever. You can podcast the show, but you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And my biblical question. My biblical question for this week is a doozy. Is, why is your life one train wreck after another one? Why is your life one train wreck after another? Why? You ever wonder that? One train wreck after another. So it's Wednesday. And the third hour Wednesday is manhood hour. But the first 2 hours of Wednesday is, because we love the blacks, it is black excellence. That was then, and the good old days.
What's wrong this with now? The black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey,
Tony.
My mirror fool about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
He black.
He black. Amazing. Black excellence. So I was wondering a couple of things. I want to give you a couple of do's and don'ts before we get into the show. Well, we into the show already. For the last 30 years, I've been saying, forgive your mother. All human beings, there's not one that doesn't have to do that. And return to your father. That salvation is about a return to the father. Christ came that you might, for those who want it, you might have eternal life, and eternal life is returning to the Father. The reason you have the emptiness that you have, all people has it too, is because you've been turned away from the Father and you're lost in the wilderness of your imagination, of thoughts and feelings. And so I say forgive your mother and your father so that you can love your earthly father. If you don't love your earthly father, you will not love God. Impossible. How can you love a God who you've never seen and hate your earthly father? This is for men and women, all races. And so once you forgive by saying that I'm wrong for resenting you, for being angry, for judging you, that's what repentance is to admit that you play God by judging yourself and others, because you think in your fallen state that you know right from wrong. And you only think you know right from wrong because you've been taught what right and wrong is. We already knew what's wrong because you're evil, so you already know wrongness. But you've been taught rightness, and both are wrong. And so you judge based on what you've been taught. And so you forgive your mother, you forgive your father, and then you'll return to the spiritual father right here on earth within. All right? But forgiving your earthly father and drawing close to your father doesn't mean that you let your father destroy you, take advantage of you, take your money, your time, and all that kind of stuff. You don't owe him anything, nor do you owe your mother anything. But forgiveness, because they could not help themselves. So it doesn't mean you got to hang out with them. They can come live with you, or you got to go live with them to take care of them, or any of those things. It just means don't resent them. Don't be angry at them, so that your Father in heaven can draw you back to him. That's what it means. But don't be giving him your money. Oh, and do not. Oh, one other thing. Now, do what you want in your life. You can have a screwed up life if you want to. But here's one thing you should never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever, ever. Let me get a cough drop over here. I've been talking so much. You should never, ever, ever, never, ever as long as you walk this planet. Do what you want, of course, but I'm telling you, I'm suggesting you should never, for a parent, whether it's daddy or mama, for a wife, a girlfriend or wife, a brother or a sister, a brother or sister, an uncle or aunt or cousin or friend or a preacher or a teacher or a prophet or prophetesses, whatever the women call themselves, for anyone. You should never, ever, never, ever. This is one thing you should never do. For anyone. But do what you want. You may have to go the hard route to learn or realize what I'm telling you. But you should never, ever, as long as you walk this earth, and even when you go to hell or heaven, you should never co-sign for anyone. Never co-sign for anyone. So whether it's a pair of grandma, granddaddy, Aunt Emma, or anyone, never co-sign for anyone. When someone comes to you and say, hey, I want to get a car, I want to get a house, I want to get an apartment, I want to get this or that, but I need a co-signer. Well, they're telling you, hey, I need a co-signer because I'm not going to pay for this. You're going to end up paying. I'm not going to pay. That's why my credit is bad already. I've never paid. And I need you to co-sign so that when I don't pay and I won't, you'll be stuck with the bill. You won't have the merchandise, but you'll have the bill. I cannot tell you the number of people, men and women of all races, that I have counseled with, and they're stuck with somebody else's bill. And now the lender is chasing them, trying to get paid back. And the person they co-signed gone on with their life, getting somebody else to co-sign something else. A person that tell you to co-sign, that's an irresponsible, don't care loser. Really. And they have lost all they have, and they don't care that you're losing what you have by making you pay for stuff. Don't co-sign with anybody for nothing or any reason. They can wait and get it later. Do what you want with that. But I highly recommend that you don't do it. Don't co-sign with anyone. All right? But do what you want with that. You will get screwed every time. Because that person has already been irresponsible in their own life. They have no sense of self-control. And you will be stuck with the bill. And I've counseled with people who are like stuck with thousands of dollars from co-signing for somewhere else, for apartment, for houses, for car, all kind of things. Are you crazy for co-signing? No, you think you're being nice and you think that's love. That's weakness. That is not love. And so when I say forgive your father so that through him you can return to the spiritual father, that doesn't mean you got to do anything for them unless you just want to, not out of guilt, but you just feel like, oh, let me do this. But not out of any sense of guilt. When the spiritual father say to honor our parents, It simply means don't resent your parents. They could not help themselves. Forgive them. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that mama got to come and live with you in Hawaii or wherever you are, or in California. It doesn't mean mama got to move in with you. I would recommend you don't let mama move in with you. She'll make you her husband for the rest of your life. That's not love, folks. So don't do it. But if you want, do what you want. Most people love their misery, so do what you want, all right? Have you ever told a smart or person who think that they're intelligent or smart, have you ever told a person, man or woman, male or female, who think that they're smart or intelligent, maybe because they have some degree or whatever, have you ever told them that they're not smart and they got mad? You should test it. Well, I don't want you to get hurt. But tell a smart, intelligent person that they're not smart, they get mad. They get angry. Because that is their identity. It's a false identity, but they have identified with this false sense of intelligence. And they get mad. And so I'm asking, okay, I told you that you're not smart. Intelligent people are not smart. Intellectual people are not smart. You are not smart. Is it smart to get mad because I told you that you're not smart? What the? Is an angry person a smart person or a dumb person? The one thing you can bank on after you don't do your co-signing is stupid to be angry. All angry people, resentful people, angry / resentful people, stupid people. I don't care how many degrees you have or what color you think you are. All angry people are stupid people. Look at yourself. You're stupid when you're angry. You try to hurt others. You try to hurt yourself. You try to get back. But then inwardly, you're burning. You're miserable. Is that smart or what? Why don't you wake up and know that all of your hurts, all of your problems are inside of you, not outside of you. And everybody else's problems are inside of them so that you can end all wars. Because, you know, the great white hope, Donald Trump, is bringing peace upon the earth. He's ending wars, right? And everybody's talking about peace. But the wars are not over. There will always be a war as long as the human being heart is angry. It's wicked. You're going to always have war. The only way you're going to have peace on earth is you as an individual, got to overcome anger / resentment, your emotions, all of your false identities. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your emotions. You're not your past experiences. You're not your so-called future experiences. You're not your reactions. You're not your traumas. You're none of those things. And until you overcome those, and you can, you will never be free. You will live a life of fear. You will live a life of dredging to get up in the morning. You wouldn't want to go fucking because you're already scared when you wake up of somebody attacking you or your memories, which are not your own, of the past. You live a life of fear, of emotions. and you think somebody else is to blame, but it's not. It's in you. If you're hurting, it's because you are wrong. You don't have to hurt anymore. Really. You can literally be free of all emotions and have no pain. You don't have to be. There is a way out. And you don't have to live that way anymore. As soon as you find out, and you can, when you see that you want to be different and don't say what the difference is, you know what? I'm tired of living this way in fear and worry and doubt. And I got a bunch of friends around me, and I'm still miserable. I married what I thought was the right ladies, or the ladies, I married what I thought was the right man, and I'm still miserable. I still wake up. I travel around the world. I got a whole lot of money, you say. I got all this. I go to fancy parties, and I still cry at night. I don't want to be me anymore. I want to be different. But don't say what the difference is, because you don't know what that is, because if you say what it is, then you have created another false identity. You don't know what you want to be, but you do should know that you don't want to be the way you're living now. Judging yourself and others. Open your eyes to first thing in the morning, and then you right away you feel fear. Or right away you got to get up and rush. Something is rushing you already. Do what you want, but you have to take responsibility for your own life. And when you wake up in the morning, when you do that, you'll wake up in the morning in perfect peace. So don't co-sign and don't be you anymore. That's just for those who want to overcome it. If you don't want it, you love your misery, you stay in your misery. Stay in your misery. That's up to you. Amazing, huh? So, it's Black Excellence Wednesday. And Black people, to all Black people, you don't have to be miserable anymore. You don't have to be you. You too can be free. But you got to stop blaming. You got to stop listening to your fake outer leaders, so-called leadership. You, as adults, men and women, male and female, you got to take control of your own life. Nobody on earth is to blame for the way you feel. And yet, you spend a lifetime blaming white people because you've been lied to. God created you, and he gave you the ability to take care of yourself, to provide for yourself, to get a job for yourself, to own your place, a roof over your head. He didn't say how big the roof has to be, have meals on the table. He didn't say you got to have filet mignon every day. But he made it possible for you to take care of yourself. And you can do that if you are free and never compare yourself to others, never wanted what someone else had. Be satisfied with some sweet water and cornbread. I remember thinking of that. Down in Sweet Home, Alabama, some of you know I grew up on a plantation down there, and we had to plant the cotton fields and everything. And there were times when we would only have cornbread. Mama, what for dinner? Well, I'm going to go ahead and make some cornbread. We're going to have cornbread and sweet water. And so we would take a glass of water, put some sugar in it, and then we would take the cornbread and put it into the glass of water and stir it up. Good. And we were satisfied. We didn't think about no Jim Crow or some white people trying to hold us back, or we didn't have enough to eat. We were full. We were satisfied. Black people, you can live that same way today as they did prior to the so-called civil rights movement, which was one of the worst things that ever happened to the blacks, was the civil rights movement. They set you up, and they're deceiving you even today. Generation after generation. Your anger is not from white people. Your anger is from your mother and or grandmother if she raised you. Forgive them and forgive your father. You'll see, wow, I've been deceived. I thought the white man could hold you back. No one can hold you back from anything. But you got to simply live your life and do what you want and not what someone else had. Don't be looking across the fence at the Joneses. The Joneses are white. Don't be looking at the Joneses and just live your life. But if you look at the Joneses and want what they have, you're going to try to take it by any means necessary. Why not be free? Be free of your color. You're not, it's not about your color. Being black doesn't mean anything at all, zero. It means nothing. It's just another false identity that you identify with, and your enemies inside and outside control you with it by making you think you're black and somebody hurting you, somebody discriminating against you. And as a result, you're angry. Your anger that you already have from your mother, you blame someone else for it, and you get worse. And then you turn around and attack each other. You know how black people attack each other? They treat each other as bad or worse than they treat white people. And they treat themselves that way as well. Why don't you wake up? If not now, when? And live your life. Live a full life as an individual. Over in Pennsylvania, they have adopted something called the Crown Act. Preventing discrimination based on a personal hair. Based on a person's hair. Meaning that the blacks want to wear a nappy hair to work. They want to go to work with a fro, the men and the women. So they pass a law trying to make you accept nappy hair as good hair. 6 ABC. Pennsylvania adopted the Crown Act. Can you believe that? Preventing discrimination based on a person hair. Why is this?
There's some natural hair in a true state, child.
And Lorraine Seeley Ruley loves every strand.
I love the feel, the texture.
It's why she opened Island Design Natural Hair Salon in Parkside. But not everyone feels free to embrace their natural hair the way she does.
We have been so conditioned to wear our hair pressed or weaves just to make society or ourselves feel good.
Because discrimination based on hair is a reality.
Someone getting fired simply because of how they look.
And now it's illegal in Pennsylvania.
The Crown Law.
Governor Josh Shapiro signed the Crown Act into law. It outlaws discrimination based on a person's hair. It took 7 years of pushing to pass the legislation in Pennsylvania, led by House Speaker Joanna McClinton.
They will not look at your hair and decide you can't work here.
And the bill's primary sponsor, State Representative Latasha Mays.
We are changing the trajectory of the future of our children.
The Crown Law places hair in the same protected class as race under the Pennsylvania Human Relations Act.
See, I told you intellectual people are stupid people. They come up with some of the most stupid ideas you can ever think of. This is why you don't want people in your government. I'll be back in a moment.
I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts.
I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. A little, just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Okay, welcome back. This is why you don't want the white people. This is why you don't want these people in your government. They come. They got nothing better to do but create a law saying that they can wear nappy hair to work because they're jealous of the white people here. And they can pass a law. Now they feel proud, like they've done something good. What good is it doing anyone to have a law that says you can't wear a nappy hat at work? How's that helping anyone other than ego? Now you go to work and think you're better than the white people. That's all it's doing. Ladies, you're supposed to have beautiful, long hair. Your hair is your beauty. And men, you should have a nice haircut. But anyway, announcement. Number one, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Be safe out there. Really, be safe. Don't just sit down. Oh, yeah, no long hair for the men. Sorry, Nick. The anchor baby. Romeo. No long hair for the men. Nice cut. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, is a lot of you traveling right now. When you sit down, don't just get on your phone and go unconscious. Look around you. There may be some crazy people going out there picking up gasoline and want to throw it on you. Or walk up to you, stab you. Be present. Don't assume that everything around you is fine. You can't live that way anymore, unfortunately, because human beings are evil. And they're desperate. So be aware when you go to the gas station, when you get on the train or the plane, or you walking down the road, be aware, be conscious. But have fun being aware. And I hear, and I don't know how true it is, but I hear that a lot of you are going to be fighting at the dinner table over politics. Why argue with another devil about politics? Two devils arguing about politics believing that East Side believe that they're right. Don't waste your time doing that over the turkey or the ham. And for the uppity people, over steak. I know people who say, I'm not having ham or turkey. I'm having steak for Thanksgiving. Oh, man, are you crazy? You're not supposed to have steak for Thanksgiving. You're supposed to have ham or turkey or both. And sweet potato. Sweet potato then for the white people, pumpkin pie. Amazing, huh? So be safe out there. Announcement, we have a sale on all the merch here at Bond, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show at Bond. Up 15% off, I believe. Yeah, 15% off until tomorrow. So rush, run, hurry, hurry, hurry. Get your books. I'll sign them. And whomever you want me to sign them to, you have to say on the order or when you call in or when you order it online who you want me to sign it to. And I will. My for Raise to Responsibility, the Antidote Scam, are they up there somewhere? They'll show them to you before I get through talking for sure. The little seven guaranteed steps to spiritual financial success guy, amazing little pocket guy. You can carry it around with you, men and women. And the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. And then all of the merch, amazing merch, everything 15% off. The coffee and everything, good. Go to, they're going to be taking the books off in a minute. Go to rebuildingaman.com/stores. We have someone in training, so that's why you see this happening. Rebuilding a Man, and he's white. rebuildingaman.com/stores or jesseleepeterson.shop. All right? And then the other announcement. So we're doing the show today, the shows today and tomorrow. The office is closed today and Friday. And we're doing the shows today and tomorrow, but no shows and no office on Friday. We are having fellowship on Sunday. So come on down. We're having a fellowship on Sunday. And there are people from out of town and out of the country, they want to come to church. We'll have church on Sunday. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church. rebuildingaman.com/church. Or doors open at 10:30. Meeting start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. All right? And the Hake Report is coming up right after my show today. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The office is open today and tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. All right. Oh, no, not tomorrow, but it is today. The office is open today, but not Thursday and Friday of this week. All right. The Hake Report coming up. And he have a co-host today, Beat Bump. And Beat Bump is black, but he is smart. He is not black and slow like I am. He's smart. Beat Bump is co-hosting with Hake today from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Ooh, you don't want to miss this one. The day before Thanksgiving, gobble, gobble, gobble. He's going to be flying over turkey. And then after that, at 2 p.m., Punchy TV. Punchy TV at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Brand new episode. PUNCHIE.TV. And we have a new producer of the Punchy TV. There he is over there. He's white. Kurt. Not Charlie, but Kurt. You see him? He's white. Look at him. He looked like Charlie. He's going to be on Punching today. So you're going to have to hear him more and see him more. It's happening. Amazing. One other quick thing about that stupid intellectual people are stupid people. You ever told a smart intellectual person who think that they're smart, they have a degree, that they're actually stupid, that they're not smart, and then they get mad? I'm like, see, I told you, you're mad because I told you that you're not smart. Isn't it stupid to be angry? They get angry because they want you to think that they're smart so that they will believe or try to convince themselves that they're smart because they have a false sense of identity of being smart. What the? And white people, black people, white people, not, you can get past nappy-headed laws all day until the cows come home. It's still not going to give you peace. You're still going to believe, for those who truly believe, the leadership don't believe it. They just tell you that so they can stay in leadership role, right? You're still going to be unhappy. They can pass nappy-headed laws until the cows come home. You're still going to be unhappy. You can put on those braids, go over there to the Chinese store, Japanese store, and get braids. Because I think it's the Chinese or the Japanese who sell the braids to the blacks. And you can have braids that come all the way down to your foot or feet. You're still going to be unhappy. You can throw your hair around like white people. You're still going to be unhappy. It ain't going to bring you no peace. Or you can drop your anger by forgiving your mother and your father for not protecting you from mother. Then you shall have peace. There's no person or material things, no matter where you are, that's going to bring you peace. It can't happen that way. It has to come from within. And they are playing a game on you by making you believe that the white man or white women or white people are against you. They're lying to you. They're truly lying to you. And they're making buku money of keeping you angry and crazy and stupid. And then you attack. And then you look even more stupider. If there is such a word. If there's such a word, hey, stupider. Let me check. He's like, let me check. What the? Here's an example of how these people are making buku money off you. If this story is true, it's amazing. This is from Google AI. So it's based on a story, not my opinion. Elizabeth Booker Houston. That's her name. Why do y'all always have to say all the whole name? A lawyer and political commentator stated in a recent panel discussion that she charges white clients and organizations ridiculous rates in her marketing consultant's work so that she can provide pro bono services to black organizations. Black people, stop being on the totem pole. They're using you. Watch this from X.
I love to overcharge white people and organizations and do pro bono work for black orgs. And that's just me being very blunt. I will give them ridiculous rates, and then I'll have like a nonprofit or a black org or somebody doing some work, and they'll be like, I've only got this much money. And I'm like, keep it. A white person just cut me a check. Let's do this for free.
That's evil. That's pure evil. There's no love in there for herself or anyone else. That's ego. That's evil. And the people laugh. They applaud. They didn't applaud, but they laugh. You're being used. You're being played for personal ego gain. It has nothing to do with anything but that. Yes, stupider and stupidest are in words according to the dictionary.com. Words according to the dictionary. Thank you, Hake. That's evil. And black people, as long as you hold on to anger, resentment, you're judging. And forever and a day, and until the cows come home, you will always be unhappy. And you will sit around and brag about your unhappiness. That female is bragging about being miserable. She's bragging about being miserable. And the people are happy that they can take advantage of others. They don't know what's driving them. They don't understand that the spirit of evil has made a home in them and is causing them to do all these things, including being miserable. They have identified with a false self. And if you want eternal peace, you must die from the false self. The illusions of self and the illusion of life. You must die if you want to live. If you don't die from it, it ain't going to happen. Spiritually death, not physical death. Could white people sit around at some discussion and say, oh, don't worry, I charge the blacks double. More than anyone else, my black clients and organization, I charge them more so that I can provide pro bono for the whites or the white organization. And people applaud and laugh. Could the same thing happen? Or would they set your country on fire? There's a double standard in my country today, and it's sad. It's sad in that it's deceiving the people. It's deceiving the people. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. But you, black people and white people, Mexican people and Argentina, don't cry for me, Argentina. I did my best. And Chinese, oh, you want rice? Or whatever race. You, by taking control of your own life, there is something that's so amazing that will guide you is mind-blowing. And you will have nothing to do with it. It's a different spirit. But as long as you are angry and living in an illusion of your own mind, you will always, I don't care how many Bibles you read, how many Sunday school classes you go through, or how many Allahu Akbar prayer things you have in garages and on the streets and in the neighborhood and make that noise that irritates everybody, you're still going to be miserable. You can have peace, or you can stay in your misery, in your false life. 888, this woman, Elizabeth Booker Houston, if this story is true, you are evil, a nasty, evil, Satan gal. There's no love in that at all. If you had love, you would treat everybody the same. You would treat everybody the same if you had love. But you're all proudful. You're sitting around bragging about your wickedness. and the children of Satan sitting around you and applauding it. And you think that they're right. You feel good about being wrong instead of overcoming wrong. Don't cry for me, Argentina. I'm being told by Haiti White. Don't Cry for Me, Argentina is a song recorded by Julie Coverston for the 1976 concert album, Abida. Later, hey, I can't read all this. He like, white people give you all the details. And they never stop if you go along with it. He'll be writing me, sending me another note. This song is Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. I did my best. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller Brandon out of Utah. Brandon, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Are you on the speaker, Brandon?
No, I'm not on speaker. Can you hear me okay?
You sound far off. Are you on Bluetooth?
Hold on. Let me sec. I'm going to check. Sorry. One sec.
And you don't know if you're on YouTube or not? Bluetooth or not? What's up?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Were you on Bluetooth?
No, I didn't think so. I just checked my phone. Maybe I was just too far away. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, you're far right now. Now you're fine right now. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, sorry about that. I've got a question for you. I was raised in the Mormon church. Mormon for most of my life. A few years ago,
I'm sorry to hear that, buddy.
Oh, thanks.
Go ahead.
A few years ago, I was I let go of the church, and then I felt good about myself. I felt good inside myself, and I was like, okay, you know, now I get to kind of rediscover what my life is outside of that church, and then, you know. Several years have passed, and now I feel just an emptiness. Like I don't know what to do with it. I wake up feeling just empty, like I am missing a huge part of my life. And I know that that hole is from a lack of spirituality, but I don't know where to go with it or what to do with it.
Right on. And your question is what?
I guess my question is, like, do you have any advice for me? Like,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Do nothing about the emptiness. Just be aware of it. Do nothing about it. Just be aware of it. Don't call it you. Can you hold for me, Brandon?
Sure, yeah.
I got to take a quick break. We're at the top of the hour. When I come back, I'm coming straight to you, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, hold on. The hate news is coming right now. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Some serious mess going on in this old here world. It's out of control. Happy Thanksgiving to the Americans, to us, to we Americans, us Americans. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. We will be live tomorrow, but not Friday. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, November 26th, AD 2025. Get pumped for Punchy TV later today, 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 Central, 5 Eastern. Punchy TV on YouTube and on punchy.tv/punchytv. P-U-N-C-H-I-E. No Y in Punchy. The lines are full, guys, but you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up, all right? Whether you're old or young, you are welcome to try to get in to get on air with JLP in the coming hours here. It is Fake News on Fake News. The Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports the Thanksgiving travel rush already in full swing and could be the busiest in 15 years. What was 15 years ago? 2010, something like that? Before Obama took us down completely, right? So we'll see what happens. Watch out over there. Be careful. A potent weather storm, winter storm, that is, could impact travel across much of the northern United States, just as millions hit the roads and skies for Thanksgiving. A cold plunge already gripping the upper Midwest and northern Great Lakes, accompanied by strong winds. Winter storm and blizzard warnings in effect for more than 5 million people across that region, including Minneapolis, St. Paul. While the cold blast isn't the season's. By the way, in St. Paul, ice is, speaking of cold, ice is grabbing illegals who have no right to be here. And there's protests against ICE. Please, arrest them too, maybe. I don't know. Look into them. While the cold blast isn't the season's most extreme, it makes a sharp change for the sweater weather much of the country has been enjoying heading into the holiday week. In fact, it was like shorts and t-shirt weather. Even today, it's supposed to be, what, 79 degrees over here in L.A.? Nice. Kind of. I don't know. It marks a sharp change from that. Temperature is also expected to run as much as 20 degrees below average for much of central and eastern United States by Thanksgiving. Anyway, meanwhile, elsewhere in the world, the Ukraine peace talks. President Trump, Donald Trump, that is, said negotiations are making progress to end the war in the Ukraine after several days, at least a few, of talks with the European leaders. A quote-unquote consensus has been reached on most points, they say, some say. There are at least three crucial areas where differences remain, okay? Notably, there's the person who's leaking this information to Commie Nonsense Network said they haven't reached any decision on the sensitive issue of whether Ukraine will surrender territory that has been annexed by Russia but not yet conquered. Annexed but not yet conquered, whatever that means. President Trump said the next step would be sending his special envoy, Steve Witkoff, to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Trump's Secretary of the Army, Dan Driscoll, will also meet with the Ukrainians in the coming days. I heard there's crazy internal unrelated things, opposition to rising to Zelensky in the Ukraine. Wow. And the FBI is seeking interviews with six demon rat, I sometimes call them, but they're Democrat, so-called lawmakers who in a controversial, meaning evil, in this case, it's not reasonable, video posted last week urged military service members to refuse so-called illegal orders that may, which never do, come from President Trump. The six Democrats quickly attacked on social media by Trump, who called them traitors and suggested they engaged in seditious behavior, punishable by death, he said. They claim that they're undeterred, arguing that Trump is weaponizing the FBI, which is rich, because that's all the liberals ever do, and because the FBI is dominated by liberals. And there may have punishments for Mark Kelly, the senator, retired U.S. Navy captain. He plays tough, but he's a lame-o. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two. Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Now, uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. Be safe out there, folks. You're living in a different world now. And human beings, the real evil is coming out. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. Why is your life one train wreck after another one? Why is your life one train wreck after another? Amazing, huh? Why? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around making turkey, or if you're one of those animal rights people that's trying to keep you from making, killing turkeys, you can still, or you just simply making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, going to the gym or whatever. You can podcast the show, and you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, to have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your Super Chats. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. The second hour of Wednesday is Black Excellence Wednesday. That was then when black people were amazing. This is now.
This is
Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody can actually know.
There's no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the blacks. Amazing. If you don't love all, you love none. Not even yourself. He loved no one. I want to go back to Brandon, the first time I called out of Utah, and he want to understand, hey, I have this emptiness. What to do? What should I do about it? Ask Brandon to hold on. Brandon.
Yeah.
Thanks for holding. So I really want to, as much as possible, help you deal with this. Number one, do nothing about it. Don't say, I am empty. Now I'm going to go and fulfill it with money or house or community or vacation or friends or something, food or drugs or anything. Don't fulfill it with anything. Is that part clear? Mm-hmm. And then number two, stay out of thoughts and emotions. be aware of them, but don't call them you again. Because the only thing that's wrong is that you have been separated from the spirit of love, from the spirit of truth, from the Father. You're separated with the anger. And so be aware of those thoughts, but don't call them you. And they're going to have a fit. They're going to try to force you to take some type of action, like go and make friends or go get married or have children or do this or that. Don't listen to them, but be aware of them. Any questions about that?
I guess one of my questions is
come back close to your phone.
I'm on my phone. Can you not hear me okay?
Yeah, but just speak a little louder then, but you're fine.
Okay. I guess one of my questions then is, I almost kind of miss, having a place to worship even. I miss, having a community in that. And so, one of the things that I've considered is just, looking up to see if there's a place that they almost celebrate spirituality without having any sort of strict belief system. But I want to know your thoughts on that as well.
Who told you that that you are missing that? Who told you that?
I guess myself.
And who is yourself? Who are you?
I don't know. I'm me. I don't think I know how to answer that question.
So why do you say you told yourself? Who are you referring to?
I guess my thoughts.
And are you your thoughts?
No.
So why do you call them yourself?
That's a good question. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
So who told you that you need a good church, you need a community, you need this or that? If it's not yourself telling you that, who is telling you that?
Yeah, I guess it's just my thoughts telling me that.
Why you believe in them, since you know now that they're not you, why do you believe them?
I guess it's just that desire to fill that emptiness. But I guess kind of like you said, I shouldn't be searching to try to fill that, right?
Not at all. If you search to try to fill it, I promise you, you're going to fulfill it with the wrong thing and you never will be fulfilled. I promise you that, man. Really, but that, I know that for a fact, and it's the truth. There's nothing you can do about it but be aware of it. But if you attempt to do anything about it, go find a church home, or you want to be spiritual and all that crap, you're going to be 140 years old and miserable.
Okay. So, then how do I know what direction to move forward in? Do I not move at all? Do I just, like you said, just be aware of my feelings and don't do anything about it?
Yes. All you need to do is stay present instead of lost in your head thinking about how you feel and what you think you want and where you want to do and do nothing, but stay present rather than being in your head thinking about the past or the future. And the present is where everything is: eternal life, perfect peace, perfect love, the light. Everything is right with you right now. But if you go into your thoughts or imagination, you're going to go away from it.
Yeah. Wow. That's actually really insightful. Thank you.
And I'm not telling you this because somebody else said it or I read it. I'm telling you because I know for a fact it's true. You got to stay present. There's someone that loves you, and they want to help you, but they can't help you if you don't stay present with them.
Okay.
It's the spirit of truth.
What then? I guess, how can I how can I be more connected to God if I you know, again, I was raised in a church where I went every Sunday and I paid 10% of everything I earned to that church, and I went to their temple, and I did all these things, these physical things to come closer to God. So like it's against my natural, I don't know, like it's against everything that's natural to me to do nothing. Like, I almost feel like to do nothing brings me further away from God, but I do see what you're saying, but it's
but
just,
doing what you did, that didn't bring you closer to God. I used to do the same thing. I used to go to these churches. I would participate, volunteer in the church. I would pay tithes and offering. I would hoop and dance and hoop and holler. I showed up. I never did find God. God, like, what the? It wasn't. It wasn't until I gave up when he became, I became aware of him. He caused me to see him. You never going to find, there's nothing wrong with giving it help out, especially when you've been helped like that. But you never going to find God that way at all. That's not the way to find God. The way to find God is to give up looking for him. To give up all of your ideas about God and about Christ. Stop thinking about them at all, and you shall know the truth. But ideas and thoughts and teaching about God and Christ are just ideas and thoughts and teaching. It's keeping you away from God, if anything.
Okay.
Because it causes you to assume that you know him, and you don't. You know about him, but you don't know him at all. So to give up everything, you will get to know him. You will understand, and understanding is everything.
Okay. So, I mean, do you recommend, like, praying?
Yes.
Because that's another thing that I haven't really done much since being out of my church, is I don't really, on my own, pray. I meditate, but I don't pray.
And you don't want to meditate either. You want to observate. You want to be quiet, slow down, and become aware of the thoughts and emotions, and especially the thoughts, because eventually you catch the thoughts and you won't have, no longer have those emotions, the feeling of emptiness or the feeling of loneliness or anger or doubt or jealousy or envy. All that would disappear. But you want to observe. You want to become the observer and not the creator.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that by doing the silent prayer. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer and do that. And then during the day, practice always being with you. Know where you are and what you're doing at all times, and you'll be present rather than lost in your head thinking about something else. Because anyone that lives in their imagination are one with evil. They're living in the past. They're living in time. And God is not in the past or the future, nor is he in time. Eternal life is always right here, right now, all the time.
Hmm. Huh. Okay.
You got to give up. There's nothing you can do. Give up, and the Spirit of Truth will work on your behalf.
All right. Well, I'll give that a shot.
What is it like not knowing who you are?
I don't know. It's kind of scary, I would say.
Beautiful. Well, if you want to know who you are, you got to know who you're not. And then who you are will appear, but you got to know who you're not. You're not your past experiences. You're not your the future or the past. You're not your traumas. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions, the so-called good ones or bad ones. You're not your friends. You're not your children. You're not your job. You're none of those things. You got to know who you're not. And then when you know that, the real you will appear, and it's going to blow your mind.
I like that. Yeah, I really like that. Thanks, Jesse. I appreciate that.
Have you forgiven your mother?
You know, so I'll be honest. I'm not a regular listener to your show. My cousin kind of told me that I should bring kind of my question to you that I had. But as far as like what I understand forgiveness to be, yeah, I have.
And so have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yeah. I had a long conversation with my mom some time ago. And kind of just let her know all of the things that were difficult for me growing up. And just that I have an understanding of her end being an adult as well now. And that, I do, you know, forgive her for all of those things that, that were difficult, 'cause I know that they were difficult for her.
So did you tell her you were sorry for, resenting her for what she'd done to you?
No.
Why not?
I didn't say it.
She created you in her image.
Yeah.
And she turned you away from your father. And every thought that you have, every emotion you have, the so-called good one or the bad one, every fear, everything you have is just like your mother. You have become like what you resent. You have the identity of your mother. That's why God said, all who are born of the mother, of the spirit, of the flesh, must be born of the father. Spiritually, you got to forgive your mother, because until you forgive her and then forgive your father, did your father help you deal with your mother while growing up?
No, he left when I was a baby.
And so you grew up dealing with her on your own?
That's right. Yeah, I was raised by my mom only.
Forgive your mother, man. She did the best she could. You're right about that. But her mother screwed her up, too. And she couldn't help herself.
Yeah, no, and I realize that. I realize that, you know, trauma is generational, right? Like it just goes and goes and goes.
Right, but it doesn't have to be that. If you overcome evil, let's say now you started to overcome evil, the emptiness that you have, and you're gonna, if you stay with this and stay with it and stay with it, you're gonna have perfect love. And if you should get married, make children, you're not, they won't be traumatized, because they will be with the parents that has perfect love, perfect parents.
Yeah.
But you got to forgive her and let her know, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can help it. And then don't ask for forgiveness. Never ask a human being for forgiveness. You forgive them and God will forgive you as you forgive, right? And you forgive by admitting that you're wrong for being angry, resentful, judging them. And then God will forgive you. And I'm telling you, man, you will have a life that even words cannot express.
All right. Yeah, I can do that. I can take that challenge.
And so do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. And then forgive your mother, either FaceTime with her if you're not near, or if you have no other choice, on the phone. Mother, I have been resenting you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself, and I'm wrong for resenting you. Do not ask for forgiveness. And if she overreacts, she get mad, or she says, it's your daddy, or I should be forgiven. Whatever she says, don't argue. Yeah. We'll leave her hell in her, and you will have paradise on earth.
All right. Yeah. You know, I've done something similar with my father as well. I have called him and to get a better understanding of why he left. And,
right on.
And all that. And yeah, and kind of the same situation. But anyway.
How do you feel about him now?
Honestly, I have a pretty good relationship with my dad.
Right on.
Yeah. So things are good there.
You don't have to spend your money on anything on him. You don't have to hang out with him, but just don't resent either of them. Don't be angry at them, and because they couldn't help themselves. Just the same emptiness you have, they have it too.
Yeah, definitely.
And when your father left, he left your mother. He did not leave you. Fathers love their children, sons and daughters, but they just don't know how to deal with the mother, because the woman they marry or make babies with is the mother. You're attracted to what you hate.
Yeah. No, you're 100% correct on that.
So do the silent prayer. Forgive your mother. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. And practice staying present. Don't you try to change yourself, because you or no one else can ever do it. It has to come from the spirit of truth, because it's a spiritual issue, not a physical issue.
Yeah. I like that. I do. Thanks, Jesse. I appreciate your help with that.
Any questions about it or any disagreement?
No. Honestly, everything that you said sounds really helpful, actually. And I'm looking forward to moving forward with that mindset.
And I'm telling you, as a witness, if you stay with it, I don't care if the whole world turn against you, because the spirit of evil in your mind and emotion is going to try to stop you. Oh, this is not working. This is too hard. It's taking too long. Where is God? And blah, blah, blah. And if you don't pay attention to that, then other evil spirit inside of other people will try to stop you. They will try to stop you because they're in hell. And they are not. They want the thrill of bringing you to hell with them. Don't fall for that. You let them go their way. You stand alone in this, and you'll be fine.
Okay. All right.
Any question?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Was this helpful?
Absolutely. Yeah, honestly, it's really helpful, and I'm looking forward to doing all that. So
if you do it, Brandon, I promise you eternal life.
Okay.
Right here on earth. Inside of you.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay. Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. Oh, amazing. That's for every human being. It doesn't matter. Your problems are inside of you. And nothing to do with white folks or black people or Chinese. Oh. Or Asian. Oh. Or Mexicans or Afghanistan or Allahu Akbar, isn't you. You are divided. You are separated from the truth. You're in the wilderness of your imagination and don't even know it. Chris is a first-time caller out of Rhode Island. Chris, you are on the air.
Hey, what's going on, man? I got a few questions for you.
Speak up a little bit, Chris.
I said, I'm doing this morning. So I got a few questions for you about religion.
Okay.
I want you to look up, can you actually read it to the chat? I want you to look up first, Corinthians 6:19-20.
No, you can read it. I ain't got the word in front of me. What is it?
It says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? When you were received from God, you were not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Another relevant verse, Corinthians 3:16, says that the temple of God is a collective community of believers with the Holy Spirit dwelling in them. So that proves that the church, you don't have to go to church. So the second verse I want to read to you is...
Well, I can't do a whole bunch of them, Chris, because it's not Bible thumping Thursday and the board is loaded. But you're right about that. Tomorrow is Bible thumping Thursday. Can you call me back on it tomorrow?
Possibly. I have Corinthians 7.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Amazing. Super chat. Thank you, Chris.
Super chats.
Anthony L. gave a cool sunglasses sticker yesterday toward the end of the show. Very nice. Thank you, sir.
Amazing. Thank you.
T. Smith for coffee.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's on Cash App. That's Bond at JLP.
I love coffee.
On Cash
and
App.
And especially Punchy's coffee. Thank you.
That's right. Danny bought our coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Did you hear the great President Trump's speech in the Oval Office? He mentioned that word believe is weak and that you want to know. Please.
Did Trump say that?
According to Danny over here.
Right on. I told you Trump knew the secret. Trump knows the secret. Amazing. But go ahead.
He says, please, Jesse, James, if you will, what manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. Nice hand signals. He's doing the motions.
So what did Trump say?
Well, according paraphrasing from Danny, he mentioned that the word believe is weak, and that you want to know.
Absolutely. See, I told y'all, don't mess with the great white hope.
That's right.
They call him amazing. Some call him king. Some call him daddy. But I call him the great white hope. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Danny. That was on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. 555-555-5565. Just subscribed monthly over on the DLive crew, DLive.tv/Jesse Lee Peterson. Unbelieve it. I did it, man. It took me a month to learn how to do that.
Amazing. What now? And I appreciate it. Thank you.
Argalunas. No message. Thank you, sir.
Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron says, give this to Derek for his 27th birthday last week. He's my favorite black, flat earth believing, Bible thumping, Nazi coon producer of the JLP network. Happy 27th birthday and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. American flag, fire, turkey, gift, and parties, and balloon.
Amazing. Derek said, thank you, sir. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Gregatron.
Yeah.
And he also says, Gregatron with another, you can't take off the actual Black Friday, LOL.
Well, we got a third Friday is Open Live Friday, get it off your chest Friday. We've been doing that forever. And so I wanted to keep that going, and it was too much to have both together. And since Wednesday, the first 2 hours, nothing there like that, we decided to do Black Excellence on Wednesday because we love the blacks. Amazing. Thank you.
That's not what he's talking about.
What are you talking about?
He's talking about taking off on the actual Black Friday.
What do you mean taking off?
Taking the day off.
Oh. What the? Well, everybody been working so hard, they need a break. Amazing. We'll be here Sunday, though, for fellowship. Thank you.
The actual Black Friday, for those who don't know, is the day after Thanksgiving.
Why do they call it Black Friday?
Because all year, you're in the red as a businessman, as a retail businessman, but on the day after Thanksgiving, you have a big sale, and although you're selling things for cheaper, more people are buying stuff, so you actually make more profit, and finally, you get in the black rather than in the red. You're operating at a loss all year, and finally, you make a profit thanks to Black Friday.
So you make a profit one time a year?
Mm-hmm.
What y'all?
Imagine that.
That does sound like fun.
That's the life of a retail business, man.
What do you think about these blacks passing this bill in Philadelphia called the Nappy Hair Bill?
Crown Act.
I mean Crown Act.
I like your name for it. It's ridiculous. And you see these silly-looking black gals.
I know.
We're in office acting like this is so great. They're just spreading evil.
This is why females are not allowed to be leaders. Yeah. They come up with some of the worst mess.
True.
They even want you to pay for baby service while they're at work.
Yeah. That's what Mamdani wants to do and Obama tried to do and Biden. They want to do like daycare for all, child care for all. They want your children.
And then there's this female called Elizabeth Booker Houston. She's like proud that she's ripping off the white people by charging them more.
Yeah.
So that she can do a pro bono for the blacks.
You know, organizations. That's such projection on the part of these people crying, oh, white people are discriminating against us. They're the most discriminating people ever. They discriminate like crazy.
They're just doing it because they want to take the white man's money.
Yep.
What a mess. But thank you for the super chat.
Yeah, thank you, Gregatron. Pastor Chatelet gifted 111 gold pills saying, does Captain Kirk watch the chat or nah? LOL, make sure he knows it's a requirement.
Right.
Actually,
on.
Sir, it's Kurt, K-U-R-T.
There go Kurt, our new Docs. Producer of the Pashchi Show. Are you able to say hello?
Yeah.
Are you able to speak?
Yeah.
Mike.
What's wrong with him? You need a mic, buddy.
Hello?
What?
What a chat.
What's up?
He's so white.
Indeed.
Back in a moment.
I recommend you get a copy of my book,
from rage to responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. Pacific time, right after the show. And today, he have a co-host with him. Big Bob, he's black and smart. Amazing. You don't want to miss it. From 9 to 11. And after him, the American Anchor Baby, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. And after that, at 2 p.m., Punchy TV. What the? You got to get a chance to meet the new producer of Punchy TV. He will be there. Kurt will be there at 2 p.m. You don't want to miss it, all right? And the sale is still on until tomorrow. 15% off of all of our merch, including the coffee. We just can't ship the coffee overseas yet. But you can order everything else overseas and in the country, all right? By going T-shirts and mugs and books. And I will sign the book. When you order the book, indicate if you want to sign it, who should I sign it to, all right? And do it soon so we can get them out as quickly as possible. And don't forget the year-end donations, tax-deductible. For Bond, rebuildingtheman.com, and go to, you can check a money order, send it to Bond, right, make it out to Bond, and then send it to P.O. Box 35090 L.A., California 90035, or you can go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or you can hit the QR code to support Bond, or you can call 800-411-BOND. I appreciate your help, folks. Thank you. We got a lot to do. I do appreciate it. And we're going to get back to the Super Chats here in a minute. Thank you for those we got to. They were amazing. Thank you. Huh?
Amazing.
I can't hear you.
Amazing.
I like your shirt, man.
Thank you.
Amazing Thank you. Tar Baby.
That's right. Amazing Tar Baby. Made by, originally by Lock Your Door.
Yeah, Lock Your Door is very talented.
And then also redesigned and enhanced by the American Anchor Baby.
Yeah. Very nice. I like that color, too.
So do I.
Lock Your Door is not only talented physically with this kind of stuff. He and his wife have a bunch of white babies.
Indeed.
Right on. We need white babies. White History Month is coming up in July. July is White History Month. Our eighth year now, if it happens. Eight 20, or nine?
20, I think it was started in 2018, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. It would be our ninth year.
Whoa. Celebrating White History Month in July. July just feels white. It's amazing. Let me go to Mark. out of Michigan. Mark, you are on the air.
Very good, very good. Jesse, what is the difference between love and hate?
Hate and love are the same. There is no difference.
Is it good to love people?
No.
Okay.
And nor is it good to hate people.
So when you have friends and family, what do you think you love them? What's your relation?
It should just be people you hang out with, associate with, but nothing else.
Okay, that makes sense.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Amazing. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jesse?
Speaking to your phone, Rick, a little louder, right into your phone.
What's going on, Brother Jesse?
All is well, Rick. He still sounds kind of...
Man, oh, okay. I tell you, shoot. Can you hear me now, Jesse?
Can I hear him now? Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Okay, yeah.
Yes.
You know, they're making a law that blacks can wear an afro. You notice when it comes to black politicians, they never make any laws to build businesses or, you know, to help the economy. They always make laws to discriminate. I mean, if blacks feel like, I mean, how do they know that they're not hiring them because of their hair?
They don't know that. They don't know that.
Exactly.
And then when you have you're a business owner, you want to present yourself in the best light that you can. And there's nothing wrong with females having to have comb and straighten their hair and look like they got some sense. There's nothing wrong with that.
I say the same thing. You know, it's like, it's amazing, man. It's even like, even with the slave trade, Jesse. With the slave trade.
Oh, okay.
Blacks always focus on the Europeans. And they never talk about the Arabs or Africans. And there's a reason for that, too, is because Africans had a lot to do with the slave trade, too, the Arab slave trade.
Well, yeah, we all know now that it was the Alawaba people who bought the blacks from the other blacks in Africa, and they took them across the world and they sold them. But they don't complain about that because those people don't have money. They're only falsely accusing white people because they want something from the white people. They want their money. They want their businesses. They want their schools. And they want it free. So if white people didn't have any money, the black people would not be blaming them for anything. They probably would blame the Jews then. They'll blame the Jews then because the Jews have the money. And so it's about the money. It's not about anything else at all.
In that case, then, you know, blacks can have money. They say blacks they spend enough money to make the 16th largest country in the world.
They spend that much money buying false hair, buying braids.
And $2,000 shoes and belts and stuff. You know, they just...
Ego fulfillment. Just made,
you know, I'm telling you, Jesse, blacks are so angry and in darkness... They can't even see that the Democrats are bringing these Muslims in right under their nose that should make laws that they don't like, and they are a part of it. You see what I'm saying, Jesse?
Wait until the fight break out between the Alawabar people and the blacks, and it will. It's going to be a mess in this country when they start turning on each other, and they will. The enemy within always turn on you. And then it turn on the group that you belong to.
Yep.
So just wait until they start fighting each other. You haven't seen anger yet. You haven't seen a mess.
Man, I mean, just I guess, too, What do you think blacks got to do to have their own economy? I mean, you know, have their own, you know, businesses.
Become individual thinkers and drop their anger?
I totally agree with that, because if you don't drop your anger.
Yeah. If they don't drop the anger, they would never succeed in life.
You're right, because even when a black person can talk to a white person, and if a white person disagrees with what they say, do you know blacks will call them racist?
Oh, yeah. Because that's how they control the whites.
And, you know, and white guys start standing up saying, look, I just disagree with you. What's racist about that? We don't want critical race theory and socialism.
And DEI.
Because you look at that. Yeah, every country, Jesse, if you look at every country that from the Arabs, Africa still has slaves. You don't hear blacks complain about that. Arabs still got slaves in some places. You don't hear them complain about that. And yet, they always whites make up the smallest population of the world. And yet, they always run to the white countries for economic opportunity. You ever notice that?
Yeah, because they know white people know how to build and make things happen, and they don't know how. It's amazing. Rick, I appreciate it. Because of time, I got to run, but thank you, and happy Thanksgiving, Rick.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too, man. So y'all be on tomorrow, so Friday y'all guys will be off, right?
Yes. Do you eat steak or turkey or ham for Thanksgiving?
Well, I tell you what, I like all three of them, but it depends what's on the dinner table.
Do you eat turkey?
I haven't had a duck in a long time, but yes, I do.
Oh, nice.
I haven't had one in a long time, but, I mean, a duck cooked right and turkey, that's good. I have steak if you got that for Thanksgiving, as long as it's tender. I just can't have a dry steak, if you will, there, Jesse. You know what I'm saying?
Do you like pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie?
They both taste alike, but if I had to pick one, I'd go with the sweet potato. But both of them are good. They taste alike, really.
I don't like pumpkin pie. It has no taste.
What's that now?
I don't like pumpkin pie. It has no taste.
Maybe, you know, I don't know if they don't put no enough sugar or enough cinnamon in it. You know how it goes there, Jesse.
Whatever. Hey, I appreciate you, Rick. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate you too, man. Hey, love y'all. Y'all be blessed, man. I'll try and tune in Sunday for y'all church service.
Right on. Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to New York City and talk to Henry. Henry, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Jesse, once again.
Hey, Henry. I have a cousin named Henry Lee.
Oh, yeah. I heard you say that yesterday. Well, good morning to everybody else over there in the office. I just wanted to elaborate just a little bit. I don't know if you remember yesterday. I called and we briefly discussed on how we both agree that the second coming of Christ has already happened. My follow-up question is, do you remember, or how long ago was it when you reached that conclusion?
30 years ago.
Wow. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. Because I'm 36, and so that's like, if I divide your age in half, that's... All right. I want to ask something else about that same, in that same bracket, in that same area. If there's something that you could add to make me understand a little bit more, that the second coming has already happened.
Is there something what now?
If there's something that you could add on to, why you believe that the second coming has already happened? Can you say something about that?
And why do you believe it has already happened?
You flipped it on me, Jesse.
You said you believe it too, right? Why do you believe
it? I do, Jesse. I had these supernatural experiences. And in my mind, it was a time where I became present. Like, I was not in the past nor in the future. I was just completely present, just like you said. And in my mind, I remember deeply in my mind, it was like deep, deep inside. I looked up into the sky, and it was like a vision, but it was mostly the images in my mind were being translated to my vision. And I looked up to the sky and I saw the Lord Jesus coming with all his angels in a cloud very far away. But it was, I understood it was just a deep thought that somehow translated into my vision. And after that, it went away. And I could never explain that vision that I had. The only explanation that I could come up with after like 2 or 3 years was that, hey, maybe on that day, that was the second coming of the Lord, but it happened inside of my heart instead of outside. So that's how I came to that conclusion, is I saw a vision. And I know that it wasn't, you know, because when I woke up, I was still on earth. I know I wasn't in heaven. So the only explanation that I could come up with, it was so vivid, that vision that I saw, it was so clear that I know that the only conclusion I could come up with was that the second coming of Christ happens in the heart of the person once the person has developed certain knowledge of the scriptures and of Jesus.
Were you on psychedelic drugs when that happened?
I was. I'm not going to lie.
Well, that ain't finding Jesus, man.
But
you are not going to find God on drugs.
No, I believe that 100%.
You were on psychedelic drugs, so you were lost deep in your thought, in those thoughts, and they were showing you what you wanted to see.
Roger that.
Because only God, the Spirit of God, can come and show you what the truth is. You can't do it on drugs. Those are just illusions that you're having. Why don't you do the silent prayer and practice staying present so that the Spirit of truth can take you over, and he will show everything to you. He will give you understanding.
About that, I know you got more people to talk to, but how do I make the sign? How do I know that the silent prayer has been done properly?
I'm sorry?
How do I know that the silent prayer has been done properly?
By doing it.
All right. I don't really know the silent prayer is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer, and it will take you through it. It will tell you how to do it.
Roger that.
Rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer.
I'll do that, Jesse. And last thing, when are you coming to New York City? I would love to, you know, see you or meet you if there's any event.
Is that where Mom Dummy live?
Yes, it is.
I ain't never coming. No, I'm playing. Yeah. No, I'm coming soon. I'll let you know.
Roger that.
Yeah.
Roger that.
Let me
that.
Ask, have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Good question. I have, but sometimes she still get on my nerves.
Did you tell her you were sorry for resenting her for recreating her image?
I haven't said that, no.
What did you say to her when you went and forgave her?
It wasn't necessarily a verbatim, I forgive you. It was more mutual understanding once we were together that my anger was gone. I know that I have forgiven.
So why did you say you forgive her? You haven't got. How would God forgive you if you don't face her?
Oh no, because my anger was dealt away with when I guess it was a silent prayer to the heavens and to Jesus to forgive me and to take the anger away from me.
Were you on psychedelic when that happened?
No.
Go and forgive your mother, Henry, because it sounds like you really want what's right. You want the truth. And have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from her?
Oh, most definitely. He had passed away when I was like 7, so.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. May his soul rest in peace. But forgive your mother.
I did notice that how much now as an adult man, that how much I needed that father in my life.
Yes. All human beings, male and female, no matter what color, no matter how rich or poor, no matter what side of the track they're born or raised on, they are yearning for the father. That emptiness is a yearning for the father, but Satan deceived them, made them think they're yearning for something else, money, place, blame, and all that kind of stuff. But they're wanting to return to the father.
Roger that.
But do the silent prayer at rebuildingtheman.com, says silent prayer, and then practice staying present. That's all you need to do about your spiritual life. And you want to read nice books about it, sometimes it's fine, but the spirit will take over and he will reveal himself to you, but it won't be on no drugs, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, Jesse. Wow. All right, then. If I could say one last thing, will be because you have inspired me to, like, I would like to have a show similar to yours, and, you know, I'm not going to copy. But wouldn't you say that it would be smart to create a show based on humans' most need? Whatever humanity needs the most.
Here's what I recommend. I recommend you work on you first, right, and the light will cause you to do what you should be doing.
Roger that, Jesse.
I promise
that's
you
all
that.
I needed to hear.
Really? Because everything I do, Henry, I had no idea. I had no plan, no desire to do it at all. It was given to me to do.
Thank you so much. That spread so much insight. Thank you so much for that.
So work on you so the light can guide you, all right? And it will.
Roger that, Jesse. Thank you so much. I'll keep on praying for your safety and your health.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Henry.
Roger that. We need to stay here forever.
That's right. Eternity. Rick,
amen.
I mean, Henry, thank you for calling. Call me again, too, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Super chat.
Super.
Chris from chat, been a member for 4 months on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel, JLP show member.
Amazing. Thank you, Chris.
Says, it's funny to me that black people act in real life the way white racists are portrayed in movies. Scrunched face, smiling, laughing emoji.
I rest my case. Very good point, though.
Yeah.
Amazing.
They have a character. It's a total projection.
Yeah.
Anthony L., with another sunglasses sticker emoji.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, sir. Skip.
You're doing like this.
Yeah. Skip Luck said, welcome, JLP show member. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Skip. Amazing.
And you haven't put me on camera yet, I don't think. And Serendipitous A says, thankful for this community.
Right on. Oh, man, and thanks for your support as well.
A new
to
member.
Make it all possible.
Been thank a you. Member for 1 month.
Right on. Thank you.
And Jermaine in Canada bought a couple of coffees. Not pithy. I'll have to read them on the other side of this break, I think.
Keep it pithy.
Thank you, guys. We'll read the rest later.
Jermaine. Thank you all. A quick break. One more hour to go. Manhood Hours coming up. Back in a moment.
You've been helped by the show.
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
a whole lot of mess going on in this old here world. Trump is cleaning up what he can. Very nice. Much appreciated. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. Happy Thanksgiving to all tomorrow. For I know that you Canadians, you had a Thanksgiving earlier last month in like Monday sometime. Shout out to you. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's been 2 hours of black excellence. Shout out to the blacks. And in this third hour, manhood hour is coming right up, guys. It's Wednesday, November 26th, AD 2025. Hang tight, callers. There is one line open. You can call in right now if you're not on hold already to get on hold, to get on air, whether you're young or old, with JLP in the manhood hour, whether even if you're a woman. Yes, we do take women calls. And contrary to popular opinion, we don't exclusively take women calls during manhood hour. Some of you guys think that. It is Hake News on Fake News. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby, and then Punchy TV. And I have Big Bump with me today, B-I-G-G underscore in most places, on most platforms, B-U-M-P, Big Bump, will be co-hosting with Hake today. Very fun. So you can call in. But the FBI, you know, they're going after other people with the seditious behavior. The Pentagon is focused on potential punishments for Senator Mark Kelly, a retired so-called U.S. Navy captain. What's that tell you? Even the Department of Defense, or now the Department of War, the War Department, filled with liberal Hillary supporters. Sick. Sources say the FBI's investigation may result in him being recalled to active duty to face a court-martial or administrative punishment for his part in the video, whereas the others, they can't get court-martialed because they're not even official military or anything. Anyway, did you hear about the Hong Kong fire over in China, formerly Great Britain, formerly UK? At least 4 people were killed in a raging fire at a Hong Kong housing complex today. Police received multiple reports of people trapped in high-rise buildings, prompting urgent rescue operations, and the fire set up a column of flames and thick smoke as it spread on bamboo scaffolding that had been set up around the exterior of the complex in the city's Tai Po district. Tai Po is a suburban area, huh? In the northern part of Hong Kong and the new territories. It's in the new territories and near the border with mainland China, city of Shenzhen. And the cause of the blaze remained unknown as of the time of this report, and don't know what the body count is, but according to authorities, earlier today or whatever, it was 4 already killed, and at least. And watch out for the baby formula. There was a recall. At least 31 infants in the United States developed botulism after consuming powdered formula. Don't drink powdered formula. Babies, come on. Shout out. But from the company ByHeart, BY, capital B, lowercase y, capital H-E-R-T. Investigators racing to determine the cause of the outbreak affected infants in multiple regions of the country, said the FDA. One affected family told Commie Nonsense they discovered their baby girl had been sickened by the formula, poisoned her nerves, gradually paralyzing her. What, permanently? Or just temporarily? I don't know. Health experts warn the number of illnesses in this outbreak could rise as officials reopen investigations into the cases of infant botulism from earlier in the year. Wow. And so, watch out. And a little update. 4 more suspects have been detained in the Louvre jewel heist. In the Louvre jewel heist, police have detained 4 more suspects. I don't know how many that is now. Is that 8? I don't know how many they've gotten who were involved in that October heist robbery of the Louvre. Is nothing sacred anymore just because they don't have good security? The big question is, will it put them any closer to finding those jewels? Because those jewels are worth like millions of dollars or something. Crazy. And I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. Be careful out there. Watch your backs while you're traveling around or touring different towns. It ain't safe no more. So have fun, but watch yourself. Don't get caught up in your phones, folks. You may get gasoline bashed on you and set on fire or stabbed in the neck. Watch your backs or beat up or robbed. Watch your back. It ain't safe. That's the reality. Unfortunately, you can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, why is your life one train wreck after another? Why is your life one train wreck after another? Isn't that an amazing question? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you're just busy, and you can't, you gotta, oh Lord, I wish I could just sit here and watch it, but I gotta go and work out, or I gotta go and buy some sweet potatoes so I can make some candy yam or sweet potato pie for Thanksgiving, or I gotta go out to the airport to pick up Aunt Sally Ann, and I hate it because I hate Aunt Sally Ann, but she insists on coming to the Thanksgiving dinner, so I had to go pick her up anyway. You can podcast. But you can also be listening to the show while on your way to pick up the person you hate the most. You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, and we got to get to all of them, go to buymeacoffee.com, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. There's an order given to us by God. And that order has been broken in ways that I never imagined it was possible. The order itself is not broken. The rule is still exists, but the people have gotten far away from it. And nothing else is going to work. Even if you're not married, the order still works. So some people say, well, it's just for married people that the man is over the woman. That's not true. Men are over women whether you're married or not. The order is God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, women over children, if they have children. Even if you're not married, the man is still over the woman, not in the way you think. If you're thinking of the way it is, it's not true. And so every Wednesday in the last hour of the show, we're trying to remind the people of that order. And so we, on Wednesday, It is, even though I take all calls, it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
I serve as Vice President for the Office of Inclusion, Diversity, and Equal Opportunity.
The first time I came out on the bench and the deputy announced, you know, all rise, the Honorable Judge Teresa Molina, the whole courtroom stood up and I was all excited.
Cops say this lunatic poured gasoline over Bethany on a Chicago L train as she sat looking at her phone 7 days ago.
And I was all excited.
He was released on electronic monitoring, to which Judge Teresa Molina Gonzalez replied that she understands the state's position, but quote, I can't keep everybody in jail because the state's attorney wants me to.
And I saw an Illinois state trooper. He was African-American. He had a sleeve covering his tattoos. And he nodded, and I knew what that meant. And so I looked at him, and I nodded back like, that's right, we're doing this.
Bethany tried to fight off her attacker and fled to the back of the train. But cops say the crazed man followed with a lit bottle and set her ablaze.
And it felt so good. It felt so, so good. You know, being a Latina in the office, people would tell me, like, don't you feel like you're prosecuting your own people? But it's true.
It's true.
There were a lot of, you know, defendants that looked like me.
Today, outrage is growing after it was revealed that the suspect, 50-year-old Lawrence Reed, is a career criminal with 72 prior arrests.
Amazing, huh? White people, do you see who you're putting in charge of your country? You're putting your own enemy in charge of your own country. Whether you like it or not, accept it or not, agree with it or not. White people found it and built, with the help of God, the greatest country on the planet. And now you're just turning it over to people like that. It's mind-blowing. But understand, you got fear. And you are dealing with evil in yourself as well. You need to drop the anger and be free of fear and love everybody enough that you don't judge them, but you're not afraid, and you will not give up your country. But do what you want, white folks. They've done it in Africa, and look what happened. And now white people are under genocide in America. Even the great white hope weighed in on that, the fire burning of the young lady there in Chicago. According to the report, Fox News, President Donald Trump, on Tuesday, ripped so-called liberal judges, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker after a woman was set on fire on a Chicago train. Watching from Rapid Response.
You saw all the crime that took place last night, the night before. The woman with the burning, they burned the woman. To be talking about that now. They burned this beautiful woman riding in a train. A man was arrested 72 times. 72 times. Think of that. And they'll let him out again. The liberal judges will let him out again. But we're ready to go. You know, we've been moving toward Chicago. We have a governor that thinks it's wonderful that only like 7 people were killed this week. But we are moving toward doing, and we're going to, if crime gets, it's horrible what's happening in Chicago.
Yeah.
We could make Chicago a safe city in a period of 4 weeks. In a period of 8 weeks, 9 weeks, 10 weeks, it would be totally safe. And the people of Chicago want us to go there. And if you look at the crime that's taken place in Chicago in the last 2 weeks, just take a look. It's on the front page of every newspaper. It's out of control. The mayor is incompetent, and the governor is a big fat slob. He ought to invite us in, say, please make Chicago safe. We're going to lose a great city if we don't do it quickly. Make Chicago. We'll do the same thing as we did in D.C.
They don't want it safe. They want the chaos. They want the fear. They want the killing and the robbing. That's what keeps them in office. And they pretend they care, and they really don't. They have no love. Zero love. And they and the black voters over there are so dumb. They hire these people because of their color, and look what they get. You get the government you deserve. It's mind-blowing. And they don't want the great white hope to come there, Donald Trump, to do anything about it because they don't want peace in Chicago. This has been going on for years in Chicago. They have several black people in control, and nothing got better. It's only gotten worse. Black people don't make it better. They only make it worse. It's not in the bones to make it better. They don't know how. They've lost their way over the last 70 or so years. It wasn't always like that. In the good old days, there were black, it were mostly black Republicans, and they ran for office. They were congressmen, senators, and everything, and America was amazing. But the civil rights movement changed that. And black people have been doing nothing but whining and crying and blaming and very destructive. I mean, it's bad. And it's gotten worse. Brandon Johnson can care 2 cents about black people, period. If you doubt me, this is from Forbes. During a press conference on Monday, Chicago's so-called mayor, Brandon Johnson, criticized President Trump over his threat to deploy the National Guard to Chicago. Watch this.
As the mayor of this city, I can tell you that Chicagoans are not calling for a military occupation. They are calling for the same thing that we've been calling for some time, and that's investment. What safe cities across
you
America
want to turn it off and start it over?
They invest in people.
What?
That clip is low like that.
It is?
Mm-hmm. We have it maxed.
Oh. Are we able to come back to it in a minute? Oh, that it. It wasn't tested before now? What are you saying? What? It wasn't tested before. All right, we can't play that for. I apologize. For some reason, they didn't test that particular one before now. But Brandon Johnson don't want President Trump to bring the military there. You would think that he would be like, right on, Mr. Great White Hope, or if you want to call him King, or if you want to call him Amazing, or even if you want to call him Daddy. He would be like, thank you. How soon can you bring him now? But he doesn't want, black people, he doesn't want to help you. And y'all crazy. Y'all keep electing him, black people. And you know black people don't know how to make things better. They fight against making it better. They'd rather fight over nappy head of hair than to make the city work. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. So I apologize for the video there. If we can get it working, we'll still play it at some point. This other video, does it work, the chilly one?
I'm not sure. I can't know. We have to play it out loud.
Oh, okay.
My setup here, it's like there's no way of testing that.
Okay. Speaking of Chicago, Hake said, I would assume so, but I don't want to assume, Hake. What?
I would presume so.
That sounds better than assuming. What the happy Thanksgiving.
I got that one from Maria. Maria said, presume.
Right on.
Not
there
assume.
You go. In Chicago, Chicago chili greeter attacked after a customer objected to wait time. Watch it from Fox 32.
Common courtesy from a greeter inside this Chili's is what set this entire incident in motion.
They're hitting me in my head. They're hitting me in my body. They're hitting me everywhere.
It started last week when a group known only as J Party of Six didn't like the wait time.
I get sad. I said it's going to be another 30 minutes. They were upset. They started yelling. They were like, 30 minutes and like just being aggressive.
As they walked out, Brianna Drew set the same line she gives every customer.
They decided they were going to leave. I was like, all right, you all enjoy the rest of your day. And they assumed that I was being sarcastic and trying to, like, play with them. But I was just, that's brand standard.
But Fox Chicago obtained video showing what happened next. A brutal beating inside the Chili's at Marshfield Plaza, located in the 1700 block of West 119th Street.
The rest of her party, they came rushing back in the restaurant, and they all kind of just attacked me.
The 19-year-old single mother was first hit by a woman, and then a man joined in.
What do you see when you look at this?
Chaos. It was a lot. I don't even remember all of this happening.
Chicago police were called, but by the time officers arrived, the attackers were gone. The damage, physical and emotional, is not.
Because my head was so sore, I couldn't touch it to take out my hair. And then I have more.
Oh, no.
Back here.
What?
That was gross.
Yeah. Now you see why you need to separate? These people have no love. They're out of control. And they've been taught, and from generation to generation, the last 70 years or so, they have been told everybody else is to blame for the way you feel. And it's going to get worse. And you know why? I know it's going to get worse because I can see that it's going to get worse, but not by seeing, but I'm allowed to see that. But I got more proof that it's going to get worse because your leadership wanted worse. That's how they stay in so-called power. And the power, so-called power, wealth is for them and not for you. And they don't care that you suffer. That's on you. As long as you act up and act out so they can say, hey, we need, it's the white man's fault, we need a bill. It's the white man's fault, we need a program for the blacks. And now they're trying to include the Hispanic, black and brown. Black, white, Mexican people don't care about y'all. They don't like y'all. But you're trying to include them because the more people, the more money. It's going to get worse. America is over. And you put these people in leadership role. You let them run your country. And you know they don't know what they're doing. And it's going to get worse. The gates of hell is wide open. And it's coming through the woman. And I got proof. And that's why they're putting women in leadership role. There was, I don't know if y'all heard about this guy. I just kind of been aware of it a little bit, but then it brought to my attention this morning during the, when I was meeting with my producer, Derek there. And they were saying that, I guess somewhere in the South, there's been a lynching or something. And they haven't concluded what really happened, right?
Yes, they did. They concluded it was a suicide.
It was a suicide.
Mm-hmm.
But the black people heard about it, and according to the report, they're saying it's a suicide. But the black people heard that a lynching would happen in the South. They're like, right on, let's run to the South and blame the white man, money time, power time. We don't need to know if what happened. We just need to use the word lynching. And so they're jumping all over this. This is like, hey, this is like strawberry pop with peanut butter cookies in there and ice cream. Black walnut, nutty coconut, whatever. All put together. This is ice cream time. When they heard a lynching happen, and over the years we've been hearing about lynching and find out later it was a setup by blacks. Not that this was one, we don't know yet. But the blacks are all over this. They're like, thank you, Satan, for answering the prayer. A lynching happened, and we don't care what the real deal is. We can use this against the whites, and especially against the great white hope, Donald Trump. Jasmine Cricket blamed Trump for a random lynching. This is from Newsbreak. In a video clip posted a few days ago, Jasmine Cricket says that whites are now randomly lynching blacks in the South and attributed to Donald Trump, to Trump. Watch this from X.
Gonna do, they not even gonna, honestly, they're about to outlaw the idea of white supremacy and white hate. Like, they are about to be like, oh, that's not a thing. Forget the fact that you're talking about getting rid of, like, the classification for nooses in a time in which we have seen these random black bodies be strung up down south. Also, seemingly at a time in which you're back in office, because what you do is you embolden the hate. You embolden everybody to take off their hoods. That is what he has done. He is the one that is producing this violence.
This is what represent the blacks. This is the kind of people they elect. They don't want anyone that's going to make the country great again. They want this. And these kind of people work overtime to keep them angry and blaming. To the blacks, why don't you take control of your own life? You are capable of thinking and doing for yourself. You don't need a leader. There's a greater leader within you. There's a greater leader within you. He's called teacher. Holy Spirit, he's your brothers inside of you, the Spirit of Christ, and your fathers inside of you, the Spirit of God. Why don't you allow that? They should remove this female, Jasmine Cricket, from Congress forever. There should be a law that says she can never come back again for saying that kind of mess. But they won't, because they're afraid of the word racism. They should remove Brandon Johnson and the so-called governor of Pritzker, and the black female and male judges are out of office. They should not be allowed to run for office in our country. My country is gone. Before the break, I want to play this for you. When I come back, I'm going to take your calls and super chats. I want to show you, men and women, what it takes. And I'm telling you, this is what it takes. This is the New Testament I'm about to play for you. This is what it takes to become a man, and for the ladies to become a woman. You got to do this. You got to do this. And if you do this, you will become whole. You become free. You become an individual who is not afraid to stand alone, because you know who's with you. I want you to hear this. If really listen to the word. Don't get all caught up with the excitement of it because it's a nice poem. And the music is nice. The video is nice. But listen closely. Men and women around the world, you could be whole. You could be one. You could be an individual and have an amazing time right here on this earth. Watch this If poem.
If by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
That is so true. I don't even know what to do with it. It's so true. But you got to do the if. Men and women, males and females, if you want to become a lady, a woman, if you want to become a man, you got to do the if. It's in the word. It's in the word. And it works. Get rid of your belief. And know. You got to know. Knowing the truth is knowing the truth. Belief about the truth is just belief about the truth. You want to know. Knowing will set you free. Understanding will set you free. But you got to let go of everything you think you believe. Everybody believes something. If you believe in life after love, I can feel something inside myself. You want to know, not believe. The people say, I believe in Jesus. Look how crazy they are. They are lunatics. They are insane in their belief. You want to know. My children should know me by my voice. You should know. Now you got Satan's voice confused with God's voice, the spirit of truth. I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live and Stretch Off on Pure.net. Thank y'all. Thank you, Derek. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Amazing. Quick announcement. The Hank Report coming up at the top of this hour from 9 to 11 a.m. Guest host today, Bebop is back with Hank today from 9 to 11. And believe me, Bebop got all the facts you need. And he's backing up. You don't want to miss it. After that, the American Anchor, baby. Gobble, 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 turkey, 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 sweet potato and pumpkin pie. The whole meal with natural energy from 11 to 1. And at 2 p.m., Punchy TV, brand new episode. You don't want to miss it. Live, PUNCHIE.TV. And then the sale is still on. The Thanksgiving sale. This is... tomorrow is on until tomorrow. 15% of all of our merch. All of it. Imagine 15% off of the coffee, the mugs, the t-shirts, the hoodies, the everything. The books, absolutely everything until tomorrow. Get your order in at RebuildingDemand.com/shop or Jesse Lee, or Jesse Lee, no. Yeah, RebuildingDemand.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop or RebuildingDemand.stores. RebuildingDemand.com/stores. All right. And what else? I think that's it. Oh, cameos. I do cameos for you. You already know about the counseling service. We have the best counseling service on the planet. By phone, Skype, or walk-in anywhere around the world. I do it myself. So you can go intervention family counseling. Go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND. All right? And then the cameos. Shout out. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, happy birthday, encouragement, congratulations, whatever. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson for your personal shout outs. I mentioned to Brandon Johnson, President Trump, the great white hope, the white man. Want to go and help the blacks in Chicago? The black mayor don't want them there. They don't want no. They don't want to clean up the mess. They love the confusion. That's all they know. That's how they are on the inside, and they want that for you in your world. And so they're trying to stop the great white hope from coming or go in there and help the blacks. Four of them reported during a conference on Monday. The Chicago mayor, Brandon Johnson, criticized President Trump on his threat to deploy the National Guard to Chicago. Watch this for Forbes.
As the mayor of this city, I can tell you that Chicagoans are not calling for a military occupation. They are calling for the same thing that we've been calling for some time, and that's investment. What safe cities across America...
Let's stretch it. I thought they told me to read it, but they lied. Liar! Oh, you can hear it out there. Derek said that it's the mic that Brandon Johnson on. Beta mic. Is it, are they able to hear it loud and clear?
I can't tell.
Derek said he hears it loud and clear, but that mic noise is with Brandon, according to Derek. Let's try it again. Yeah, try it again.
As the mayor of this city, I can tell you that Chicagoans are not calling for military occupation. They are calling for the same thing that we've been calling for some time, and that's investment. What safe cities across America all have in common, they invest in people, and that's what we're doing in Chicago. We need the federal resources to make sure that we're building more affordable housing, expanding mental and behavioral health care, education, all of these things that could reduce crime and provide real community safety. Instead of spending hundreds of millions of dollars or a publicity stunt to invoke chaos and terror, the federal government should spend that money on proven solutions to crime and violence reduction. We cannot incarcerate our way out of violence. We've already tried that, and we've ended up with the largest prison population in the world without solving the problems of crime and violence. The addiction on jails and incarceration in this country, we have moved past that. It is racist, it is immoral, it is unholy, and it is not the way to drive violence down.
See, they don't want it. They don't want you to help, Mr. President. They want the people to be crazy, violent, and angry. And then they have programs, and the programs bring in money, and the money ends up in their pockets. They don't want you to solve the problem, and yet the people vote for these people. And we all know, anybody with any ounce of common sense knows that it ain't about no program or housing program. Why do blacks think that way? It's about family. Yeah, nothing to do. No, I'm sick of programs. Blacks, stop having a program mentality. What the? And they've applauded. They're sitting there looking stupid. And one last quick thing for right now. Remember I told you jabbing cricket, blaming President Trump for the so-called lynching in down south somewhere? And they don't even have a solution, according to the report, to what really happened. But they love this kind of stuff because they can cry racism. They can keep the blacks angry and mad because you can't control a free person, a non-angry person, non-emotional person. You have to make them emotional, and then you control them. So the blacks are very emotional. I get so emotional, baby, every time I think of whites. They get so emotional. Here's that so-called lynching that we were referring to from ABC News. A black student named DeMar Reed was found hanging from a tree on the Delta State University campus in September 2025. Watch this from WAPT.
Delta State University and the Cleveland Police Department say Reed's autopsy proves he died by suicide. Some DSU students accepted this information while others are still skeptical.
Students on Delta State University's campus react to Cleveland Police Department's ruling of Trey Reed's death.
I don't have much of an opinion on the autopsy. I'd like to think that they aren't lying, but considering the history of Mississippi, it's hard to be sure.
On Thursday, it was ruled that the 21-year-old DSU student died by suicide. Reed was found hanging from a tree on the university's campus near the pickleball courts Monday.
The family needs to hire their own personal investigator. I think they need to do their own investigate.
Civil rights attorney Ben Crump, who stepped in to represent Reed's family, said they are seeking an independent autopsy.
The Trey Reed's independent autopsy is being paid for by the Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights Camp Autopsy Initiative.
Amazing, huh? They know what they want. They love this. They don't care what the real reason is. This is a type of program money, which ended up in their pocket. You see that black race hustler guy there? This is Ben Crump, whatever his name. And you want these people running your country. White people, you need to be trying to get your country back. All of your white countries, not just this one. You can't go to, what's the name of that country? Is it Denmark or something? Where the white folks are ruling over there. I forgot where it is. They ain't going to play with this mess over there. Hungry. Hungry eyes. Whatever. It's a spiritual battle, folks, and it's inside of each individual. Black people don't want to believe it. Even if that boy came back and said, you know what, I did that to myself, they still want to accept that. Ain't no money in that. Ain't no blame in that. Evil people live off blame. Anytime a person see themselves as a victim, that's an evil person. And you better watch out. And you better not doubt. And you better not cry. And I'm telling you why. A victim is an evil, nasty, vicious person. And they will try to destroy you. Victimhood is not serious. It's evil. It doesn't exist. It's an illusion. Do what you want with that. But whether it's in your family, your friends, your workers, or people you play with, victim-thinking people are evil people. Whether it's your mama or your daddy or your cousin or your brother or your sister or your uncle or grandma or granddaddy or just regular folks out there, victim-thinking people are evil people, and they love the thrill of trying to hurt others, and they'll do whatever they can to get what they want. Even if it's just a thrill of thinking they can hurt you. Bank on that. Do what you want with it. Let me go to Adam out of Canada. Adam been waiting a while. Adam, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks. It's good to listen to you. I've been listening to you for like 5 years.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. But when I first saw you, and I never told you this, when I first saw you on YouTube, I immediately labeled you as a right-wing provocateur. I thought you were mean, cold, and heartless.
Amazing.
But it was just a drive-by, quick judgment. I didn't even know your name.
I understand that. What's a provocateur?
Provocateur, like you're just trying to provoke a response, like someone who feeds on negative.
Oh, I see. Okay. Amazing. So that's a white word.
Yeah, I'm white.
He white.
A few years later, I had like a supernatural transformation, and a couple years after that, I just randomly came across you again, or maybe not randomly, but maybe less than a couple years, but I saw you again, I listened to you, and I loved you.
Right on. Stay with it.
Yeah, so I'm sticking with it, and basically what happened, I was just like sitting by myself and reflecting, and I think in that moment I was willing to be real with myself, and I think I concluded that I couldn't fix what was broken in me, and I didn't think anybody on earth could.
Yep, absolutely,
and
man.
I went from looking down with my head in my hands to looking up, like, instantly. Like, I knew his voice, even though I wasn't religious. I knew this was God. Everything was different. I was different on the inside immediately.
Amazing. When you stay with it, you haven't seen anything yet. It gets clearer and clearer, and your heart will become nothing but love. There will be no anger in your heart at all, really. And you will have a clear mind.
Yeah, I feel I'm getting there. The world's kind of crumbling around me, but I'm optimistic. I think what you're saying is true.
Yeah.
I think Jesus is coming back soon, but I just heard you say that he already came back.
He's already back, and he's inside of you. And you, if you stay with it, Adam, you would come to know that for yourself. You won't believe it. You would know it. So stay with it. It will be made clear to you.
That's amazing.
It's all done. It is finished. And the kingdom of heaven is inside of you.
Wow. So my idea from Revelation and stuff about Jesus coming back, how's that going to kind of play out?
Well, because the Revelation was the finishing of the Old Testament. The New Testament is back. Everything is fine. The real you are free. The fake you is what's enslaved, the ego nature. And Christ has returned, and he's inside of you. The Christians are waiting for Revelation to happen, and it already has happened. It is finished. It is done. Amazing.
So when did that happen? When did he, like, come back?
When he rose from the grave, eternal life was made possible for all those who want it. And he, when you wanted the truth, at the point you wanted the truth, he came and he made a home inside of you. Inside Amen. Of that kingdom.
Yes. I think that Jesus wanted to save my dad, that he, like, reached out to me. I don't know if it has something to do with it, but this was going on. You know, I felt this urgency. I had to forgive my father, but I didn't know what for. Eventually, I realized I was mad at him for remarrying when I was, like, 6.
Yep.
So I forgave him for that. And then I had this feeling that God was trying to tell me something was going to happen to my dad, even though he was the healthiest 69-year-old on the planet, that something was coming, like an accident or something that was going to change his life. And I sort of, it was like a prophecy, because I kind of warned my dad, and then he got a terminal diagnosis out of nowhere. And I feel like God used me, answered my prayers, and prepared my dad's heart to receive eternal life 2 days before he died. And the day he died, he said, "I'm going to be with Jesus." And we're not a religious family.
And did you forgive your mother?
I went and forgave my mother, but at the time, I don't think I fully understood that she imparted her will on me. I told her that because I heard it from you, but I didn't really believe it. And today I'm thinking, oh, I think I get it, because I called her yesterday to try to share the gospel with her, and she got mad and tried to bulldoze the conversation and say, "I just want to know if you're coming for Christmas. I don't want to hear about the Bible." And I was like, this is an evil woman, but how do I honor her and not go along with her?
What does that mean, honor her?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. How do I honor her?
What does that mean, honor her? What you trying to honor somebody for? What does that mean?
Well, be considerate of her feelings and prevent her from having sadness if I can help it with something simple as, you know, a hug or my
Why
presence.
Would you
and
want
tolerate
to be
her.
Why would you want to be considerate of the hell that's in her? Feelings are hell. That's evil.
Yeah.
Why you want to be considerate of that?
Yeah, I don't. I think I was mistaken to even be associating with her emotions and my own.
Because that's hell. You are being considerate of hell. Your mother is emotional because she's living in an illusion. She's living in hell. Emotions are not real and they are not necessary.
Yeah, so I just tried to confront her.
You should forgive her for what she's done. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you for recreating me in your image. I know now you can help yourself. Don't be trying to read the Bible to her or minister to her. She doesn't want to hear that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, when it came to my dad, I mean, I didn't... I just gave him, like, the gospel, and I had this spirit-led prayer, and then I believe God fulfilled that prophecy that he was warning me about months before and gave my dad the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus.
Well, so forgive your really mama, worked. Man, so you can be free of that spirit. And don't be trying to honor her. That's crazy. Don't consider no emotion. Emotions are evil. And you go live your life and leave your mama in her misery. She love her thrills. She don't want to. She does not want to be free from that. I'm gonna have to run because of time, but forgive her and move on, Adam, and work on you.
So just one last thing. So you think I have the spirit of Christ in me, but I also have a demon in me because I haven't fully forgiven her?
Right.
Okay. Okay. I guess I should let you go. I have another question, but I'll let you go.
What's a quick question?
I told my brother, I'm sorry for hating you, but now I realize I actually always loved him. It's just that I love him way more now.
Yeah, you don't need to be telling anybody else that. You forgive your parents, you'll be free of evil.
Okay, I'll clarify with my brother, and I'll do what she said. I agree. Thanks, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay, buddy.
All right.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Very nice. Over on BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Jermaine says, good morning. Matthew 24:4-14. Jesus said, take care that no one deceives you. Many will come using my name, and they will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Do not be alarmed. And he goes on and on. Thank you,
keep
Jermaine.
Keep it piffy. And what now? But thank you. And but keep it piffy.
And then he gives John another coffee with John chapter 15, verses 18 through 27.
What now? Piffy!
If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But keep it piffy.
Jermaine.
And Bible Thumper Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday, not manhood hour. But thank you and keep it piffy.
Very nice. Thank you, Jermaine. Stop the Cat bought a coffee. Random question. You remember the story Black Americans saved a Cadillac from going bankrupt? Cadillac from going bankrupt during the Great Depression? Most affected were poor white Americans because of Jim Crow. Blacks weren't allowed to put their money in banks. Cadillac started selling cars to blacks because they were the ones with the money, and that's how they saved Cadillac.
I've never heard that story in my whole life. Until somebody called the other day and mentioned it, right?
Oh,
or
really?
Was it a super chat?
Well, this is the first I've heard of it.
I don't know. Either I heard it through a super chat here or somebody called it. I ain't never heard of no mess like that. But thank you.
Thank you. Stop the cap. Court bought 10 coffees. Very generous. Happy Turkey Day, you turkeys. Here's a little something for JLP to buy and share. Some sweet potato pie at Bond.
Oh, thank you. Good. You know, Jim from Alaska, right?
Yeah.
Jim, we got the gift yesterday, the ornaments and all amazing stuff, man. Thank you, and Stephanie. That was amazing. Happy Thanksgiving, too, by the way. Thank you, guys.
Roy, a really important evening podcast pushing some movie as a much watts. And he said Nefarious, that movie Nefarious.
Oh, I heard
maybe
it.
Maybe that was us.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Right on. Also, all the best this holiday season. Happy Thanksgiving. Earl.
Huh?
From Roy.
Thank you, Roy. Amazing. Happy Thanksgiving.
Depressed toilet. Happy Thanksgiving, Jesse and crew. Turkey emoji. Got my greens in a tub. Ready for tomorrow. Sorry, Jesse. I like beta pumpkin pie.
Now I'm nervous about eating greens at anybody's house. Who clean greens in a bathtub? What the?
Sick. Skip Log says, stay still, very generous, and watch the not you disappear, and the real you will blow the not you out the water.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. No more thoughts. Being present in a so-called difficult situation is amazing. Staring without expression when someone's trying to criticize your work, even though you did nothing wrong, like watching the wind blow leaves on a tree.
The wind beneath my wings. Amazing. Thank you.
Death Child 11. When silence becomes everything, the ego dies, and all that remains is a soul. Life will begin when you shall know peace.
Amazing. Thank you.
Taylor L. I took a DNA test, found I'm 25% Native American and 5% Black. If I ever needed reparations in the land the white man stole from me, I need it now.
My father married us in Cherokee. My people were ashamed of me. The white man called me, said that I was white by law. No, the Indians said I was white by law. The white man always called me Indian squaw. Happy
Gregory with the biblical question response. My life is one train wreck after another because I'm chasing thrills of the future, ignoring the present, thinking it will bring relief from past resentments. God bless Bond.
Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Gregatron says, have Hassan come in tomorrow for sweet potato pie.
I know. Hassan, dog. Amazing. Thank you. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Yeah, we'll read the rest tomorrow.
Amazing.
Hopefully.
Thank you. Richard from Germany. John from Romania. Mitt from Australia. Isaac from New Mexico. I am out of time. I will be back tomorrow, Bible Thumper Thursday. Watch your backs for while you travel. It is hell on earth now, and human nature is evil. There's no love in them. Watch your back. Don't get on your phone and assume all is well around you. And we'll finish the Super Chat. Thank you so much for them, your donations to Bond. Our sale is on. Hake is coming now, and then the American Anchor Baby, and then Pacha TV at 2 p.m. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Take care, folks. Amazing.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.